This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A tech company is adding 200 new jobs to its operation in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Frontier Technology Incorporated is just the latest company to choose Colorado Springs for its expansion. The Dayton, Ohio-based business already employs 60 people in the city and works with the Department of Defense in developing space-related programs. The new jobs have an average annual salary of more than $130,000. The expansion comes with more than $100,000 in performance-based tax incentives over the next 10 years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Tomorrow in Manitou Springs, decorated coffins on wheels will speed down the town's main street for the annual Emma Crawford Coffin Races. Jenna Gaius with the Manitou Springs Chamber of Commerce says the event reflects the spirit of the city.
Keeping it weird, having fun, don't take things too seriously. For me, it's seeing the sheer joy and excitement on everyone's face being at the event.
The races start after a parade at noon. Several roads, including Manitou Avenue, will close from 9 to 3. Colorado's Michaela Schifrin starts a new season of competition this weekend in Austria. She's already the all-time winningest World Cup ski racer, starting her pursuit of a sixth overall World Cup title. Snow moves into Colorado tonight. The National Weather Service says the storm could bring heavy snowfall to the central and northern mountains and mountain valleys on Saturday and Sunday. And along I-25, Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs could get a few inches. That could clear up Sunday, but forecasters say to expect a hard freeze to start the week on Monday. For trick-or-treating on Halloween, it should be clear skies, but pretty chilly Tuesday night. This is CPR News and KRCC.